You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WHYY at 5:44. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning to you. This morning, the Penn Relays begin at Franklin Field at the University of Pennsylvania. The annual event is also known as the Penn Relay Carnival, with its village of vendors that delight fans outside the stadium. It's the largest track and field meet in the United States, featuring 300 events in 3 days and drawing 15,000 athletes from around the country and around the world. Teams represent high schools, colleges, individuals, and track clubs. UPenn Senior Associate Athletic Director Roger Reyna is coordinating this year's festivities. He was a wrestler for the Penn Quakers and went on to coach the wrestling team there. Now he's focused on the relays, and he says they are not just about passing a baton from runner to runner.
I think it's the celebration of community that really brings out the best of the Penn Relays. Sports Illustrated has it on its bucket list of sporting events that you must go to in your lifetime. It quotes that it's part family reunion and part track meet. But for the athletes and for the coaches, this is the platform in terms of how to perform in front of a big crowd when it's all on the line. And, you know, we actually had the Villanova coach, you know, speak here in the year that he made the Olympic team. He said it was his return to the Penn Relays to avenge a previous defeat from the year before that was more important to him than the Olympic Games itself.
And I have returned as well to avenge my defeat here back in 1981. Did terribly on the high jump. But that is another story. Let's talk about the caliber of runners who compete in these relays.
And it's at all levels. As I mentioned, this is a proving ground for athletes, and the coaches know this. Can they perform under pressure? Can they perform in front of a big crowd? 30 Olympic gold medals were produced in Rio from athletes that had run previously in the Penn relays.
That's very impressive. How high tech is this event in terms of keeping time or calculating all those things? Because I'm sure back in the day, there were stopwatches and pages of paper that had to be run up to the tabulators. Is it the same way now?
So this is a great question, because Penn has been very innovative, and actually right across the street, the first computer in the world was built in the Penn Engineering School. And we have a bullpen of technology experts, many of whom came through the Sports Information Office here at Penn as students, who have fallen in love with the relays and 15, 20, 25 years later return. We have an individual who has written proprietary software specific for the Penn relays to produce results real time, to produce splits and share those. So from a technology perspective, this is well known as, you know, one of the most advanced track meets in the world.
Each relay team has four members. Now, you're a wrestler, so you might not know the anxiety and the practice that goes into making the perfect baton pass that can make or break a relay team.
Absolutely. And yes, as a former wrestler, one time we had an intramural race here at the Penn Relays. So I ran in the Penn Relays once. The wrestling team was winning until our final leg dropped the baton. And that was the end of that. So in a small way, I've experienced that. But this team aspect of track and field brings together those four athletes, and they really have to be in sync in terms of their start, in terms of passing the baton, and to do that seamlessly without breaking stride is really an art.
Most years, the Penn Relays gets its own 3 days and all the glory of sports attention in the city. Now you got to share it with the NFL draft. And I'm sure you're going to paint a picture that all is well, but it gets complicated with traffic, congestion, the flow of people in and out of the stadium. And between the two events, what are you anticipating?
So we recognize this as both a challenge and an opportunity. There is quite a bit of crossover between NFL athletes and track and field stars. The press conference we had with Mayor Kenney included Ronaldo Nehemiah, who is a fantastic Olympic level athlete who went on and had a star career in the NFL. We know that two of the top draft picks, at least, you know, had run here in the Penn Relays as well. So in a way, this is returning to Philadelphia while the Relay Carnival is going on. But in terms of logistics for fans, I think the things to point to are the ease of SEPTA transportation to go to 30th Street Station. It's just a few blocks, you know, from the Relay Carnival and a few blocks from the NFL draft. And I literally walked the Art Museum to Franklin Field. It took me 15 minutes. There's a great opportunity here for fans to take in both the NFL draft and the relays.
I participated in the Penn Relays, and it was very overwhelming for me. I really didn't know what I was walking into. What's your advice for young athletes who may be listening, who are doing this for the first time?
I think no matter what the stage is for an athletic performance, the formula is the same. time your warm-up exceptionally well, and stay focused on that. You want to control the controllables. Don't get big-eyed, as some of our coaches call it. Get big-eyed at the crowd. That's going to put you in the best mindset, and it's also going to put you in the best place physically to have a peak performance.
A life lesson to be learned on the track or even on the wrestling mat?
You have a tagline with Penn Athletics right now, which is to champion your life, your academic career, your athletic career, your community service. But ultimately, it puts us out in a position to test ourselves against competition and search for, you know, what is the best representation of myself. So all that comes together in moments, and they happen very fast, but they're remembered for a lifetime.
That was Roger Reyna, Senior Associate Athletic Director at University of Pennsylvania, in charge of the Franklin Field Penn Relays, which begin today. He spoke to me at Franklin Field earlier this week. And for more information about the relays, go to thepennrelays.com.